I'm now being joined by Dyke New Hartford cross country coach Will Reingart. Season is finally going to get started here officially tonight with a meet down at Pine Lake after a cancellation last week. But coach, appreciate you taking the time. I just kind of want to get your feel on how the preseason has gone for your team. What have you liked about what you've seen from this group and this what's turned out to be a little bit of an extra long preseason here?
Yeah, we're super excited to get finally a race under our belt tonight and do something different than just practice with each other. So looking forward to heading to Pine Lake there at the golf course there in Eldora and rolling up and down some hills. So kids have been working super hard, both the men's and women's side of things. Getting better each day with practices and strength training and doing different types of workouts and a bunch of mileage, and I'm excited to see where this group heads as a whole collective team throughout the season.
So let's start with the boys team here. It looks like kind of a younger varsity roster here this year, but a couple of key returners as well. What's that looking like for you guys right now?
Yeah, you hit it spot on. Really young, especially when you look at the varsity side of things. Brian Munguia, he's our most definitely our leader by example. And just even though he's only a two-year cross-country runner, this is his second year. We were most definitely looking at Brian being our number one and leader of the boys team. Cooper Dahl has done a nice job trailing along beside him and being right there with him in practices and just the overall, just working with the group and the team. Cooper's done a nice job of being some glue to the team there. And then it gets even really young after that. Isaiah Olson, Gus LaRue, and Soli O'Neill, they're three freshmen that have done a really nice job for us that are going to most definitely impact us. And then we got Rush LaRue and Jacob White. They've done a nice job as well moving up the ranks, and they're looking a lot stronger and faster, and most definitely seeing that in practice from those guys.
And then on the girls' side, you had two big graduations from last year, including, of course, Izzy Houts and all the accolades she racked up throughout her career. So some shoes to fill. What's that looking like for you guys as you look for some of the new girls to kind of take the reins with the girls' team?
Yeah, most definitely. It's different not having a Houts or a Wardell, and that's with Izzy Houts and Rosie Wardell, and then they had sisters and stuff too. So most definitely going to miss those two and appreciate what they did for the program over the years. We're most definitely emphasizing pack running. We don't just have that clear out front number one, with the team and everything like that. So pack running is going to be very critical for us in our success. Hannah Steffen and Elise Volkerts have done a really nice job leading that varsity group so far this season. And then we have some kind of varsity runners from a year ago. Sometimes they ran JV, sometimes they were varsity, and then some freshmen mixing in as well. Lily Moore has most definitely did a nice job as a freshman, and Addie Ames staying up there. Josie Silman, she's put herself out there with Hannah and Elise, along with Olivia Klingenborg. There are some runners that come back with some varsity experience that are upperclassmen that we're hoping for some big jumps with them. But pack running is going to be huge for us on both the boys and the girls side, but especially the girls side with what they bring back, and we can be successful if we do so. Feeding off each other and working together is going to be a big part of what we have to do.
So when it comes to your practices, especially here in the preseason, do you have any sort of like daily or weekly goals for like mileage or anything like that?
Yeah, most definitely we look at where they were at a year ago with what they either done in the summertime or what they didn't do over the summertime, and then also what did they do last year. Most definitely we're building mileage, we're increasing the intensity of certain workouts and things like that, and the kids have responded well to the mileage and the style of workouts and the different points that we're trying to get accomplished with certain workouts. So really proud of this group, but they most definitely got to keep working hard and work on having those awesome attitudes and working together and building a team is going to be very critical for us.
What are some of the other big aspects of your training to make sure that, you know, your student athletes are progressing throughout the year and ultimately running their best times at the end of the season at those state qualifying meets?
Yeah, you know, you don't always just pound them into the ground every single day. So you got to have a balance of hard workouts and recovery style workouts. So a lot of times our higher mileage days, they're more of an easy run. And then depending on the week and the what meets we have going on the week, we could be doing tempo workouts. We can be doing some interval, more track style type workouts, or we could be doing some hill work. And things like that. And then strength training twice a week. We lift twice a week as a team. And that's been a big improvement this year compared to the last few years and what we're seeing in the weight room with form and technique and the different strength levels that we're seeing from kids. We've seen a lot of progress so far this season and over the summer. So a lot of balance of everything.
You bet. And then when it comes to the upcoming schedule, you mentioned the hills tonight at Pine Lake. You go to North Fayette Valley next week, and then the following week, a meet at Starmont. It's going to have a ton of schools competing at that one. So just your thoughts on kind of these first few meets on the schedule for your team.
Yeah, you know, I really enjoy our schedule. It doesn't matter where you go. You're going to run into really good competition around this area. And, you know, like Iowa Falls meet last week, we were hoping to see some teams that we don't normally see throughout the year towards the west and to the north that direction. But we're pretty east heavy with our meet schedule. So we'll be seeing tough competition all around. And then obviously the NICL, and I've said this and I will always say this from year in, year out, no matter what sport it is, what season, it's going to most definitely be strong. So I know at one point I think there were 7 girls NICL teams ranked. I think that might have been the preseason rankings with things, and at least 4 or 5 boys teams ranked in the NICL. So which is great. It prepares you for the end of the year for the conference meet and for districts and hopefully for states. So, there's no easy week or easy meet or anything like that. It'll be always bring your best and show that improvement and keep climbing up. And we're trying to build things back up to where we were 4 or 5 years ago on both the boys and the girls side of things. And we got plenty of work ahead, but we're most definitely making progress.
All right. We'll certainly catch you more throughout the year, but anything else you'd like to share about your program at this time?
Just appreciate all the work from our kids and our parents and my assistant coach as well. So I'm just looking forward to that, and good luck to all the area teams and all the area sports around, and looking forward to a good fall around the area.
All right, that's D&H cross country coach Will Reingard. Appreciate the time today, and best luck to your team this year.
Thanks, John. Thanks for having us.